こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。バイリンガルニュース公式アプリの最新バージョンがリリースされましたのでチェックお願いします。なんと初の試みとして2週間の無料トライアルを設定しているので、今まで使ったことないという人もぜひ、全部にアクセスできるんだよね、これ。ただで、2週間。で、さらに、それを記念して、今日のエピソードの文字起こしは、明日公開されてから1週間全員に無料で公開します。なので、このチャンスをお見逃しなく。実は、iOS が新しくなってから、ちょっとバグがいろいろ発生して、アプリがちゃんと使えなかった時期が、この1週間ぐらいあったので、皆さん本当に申し訳ありませんでした。
申し訳ありませんでした。
で、新しいバージョンでそのバグはフィックスされているんだよね、マイケルの。
ほとんどはフィックスされている
。マイケルの血と涙と汗が詰まったアップデート。なので、ぜひ、使ってみてください。
お願いします。
1個目。今週月曜日に開催が始まった国連気候行動サミットに合わせ、先週の金曜日、163カ国で400万人の人々が学校や会社を休み、過去最大級となる大型ストライキに参加しました。多くの学生のほか、Amazon、Google、Microsoft など大手企業の社員も参加したほか、Ben & Jerry's、Lush、Patagonia などは、社員がストライキに参加できるようあらかじめ店舗を閉めるなど協力体制を取っています。第2弾のストライキは明日開催される予定です。一方、サミットでは小泉進次郎環境大臣がデビューし、記者会見で、政治では多くのイシューがあるが、つまらないものもある。気候変動のような規模が大きい問題を解決するには、楽しくクールでセクシーでなければねと発言し、ネット上でミームになっています。
Coinciding with the UN Climate Summit, which began on Monday, last week on Friday, 4 million people stayed home from school or work, participating in one of the largest strikes in history. In addition to many students, employees of Amazon, Google, and Microsoft joined the strike, and other companies like Ben & Jerry's, Lush, and Patagonia coordinated to close stores and take the day off. The second major strike will be happening tomorrow.At the UN Climate Summit, Japan's new environment minister made his debut, stating the following at a press conference. In politics, there are so many issues, sometimes boring. On tackling such a big-scale issue like climate change, it's got to be fun. It's got to be cool. It's got to be sexy, too. The statement has since become a meme online.
So, 先週国連大学の前でこのストライキをやっていて、私の友達も参加してたんだけど、この大規模なのは先週のその金曜日と明日だけど、結構何 Fridays for Future って言って、毎週金曜日に学校を休んでデモに参加するっていう活動が広がっているんだよね、
うん、
なので、これもその一環としてサミットに合わせてみんなでやりましょうっていう。で、日本は全体で5000人ぐらいが参加したらしいんだけど、他の国はもっとすごいことになっていて、メルボルンとかも10万人とか、もう道が人で溢れてるような状態だから、すごいグローバルでは大きい運動になっている。
And this is intended to put pressure on the leaders at the UN during the climate summit?
そう、business as usual っていう状態をディスラプトしようっていう、目的でやっていて、だから何事も起きてないかのように学校行ったり会社行ったりしてる場合じゃない、世界のリーダーの皆さんもっとちゃんとやってくださいよっていう声を届けましょうっていう活動らしい、ですごいしっかりしたウェブサイトとかもあって、アメリカだといろんな支部ができてて、学生運動みたいな、すごいみんな頑張っている。
Did you watch the UN Climate Summit?
Parts of it, yeah.
What did you think?
いや、私はなんか小泉進次郎さんのやつが面白すぎてそこばっかり見ちゃったけど、火力、石炭火力がやっぱり日本はいつも突っ込まれるから、それをなんていうのかなとか。
Did he appear during the, the summit meeting?
彼はそのプ プレゼンテーションをする役割はなかったみたいなんだけど、
うん、
ただもちろん記者会見では石炭火力についても突っ込まれていた、
うん、
で、まあ、一応いいことも言っていて、そのパリ協定から日本はあまり行動してこなかったし、そのリーダーシップも取ってきてないと。ただ、まあ、自分が就任してこれからもっとやっていかないといけないっていうことははっきりと言ってるのね。だそれはいいんだけど、ただこうじゃあ具体的に何をこれから頑張るのかっていうところについては明言してないので、まあ、海外メディアでも詳細を出してないみたいなところは若干突っ込まれてはいたね。
Well, that's what keeps happening, right? It's just getting tiring, I think, for everyone. And I was watching the UN Climate Summit and, you know, all their different speakers. And nobody said anything. It's just a bunch of feel-good, fluffy, like, we're going to take action. We're not going to be all talk anymore. You know, we don't want to have a bunch of talking, talk. And it's just like nobody ever talked about what the heck?
結局その、ま、経済を優先、ま、自国の経済を優先しなければならないっていうのが一番に来ちゃってるから、ただ日本の環境省は少なくともこの石炭火力については経産省にちゃんとこうちゃんとしなさいよっていう提言はしてるんだよね。ただそれが強制力がないから経産省は別にそれを聞いて中止にしなきゃいけないみたいな力があるわけではない、
うん、
だからそういう部分をこれから小泉さんがどうやっていくのかなっていうのは興味がある。まあ石炭火力についてはその環境だけじゃなくて採算が取れるのかどうかっていうその経済的な理由でもあんまりちょっとどうなのかなって専門家に言われてるわけだから、
Right.
国としていろいろ考えていかなきゃいけないところではあるんだけど。
Mm. So what ideas are on the table, just generally speaking? You know, there's all these activists now saying so much stuff. Like what, practically speaking, like what is the zeitgeist, the environmentalist zeitgeist, starting to, you know, what are they suggesting?Be done, because that well, seems to it, it's amazing to me how unclear that is even at this stage.
Well, いっぱいあるよそれは。例えばその
I heard nothing during the climate summit. The top comments on YouTube said the exact same thing. Everyone has the same exact complaint, is that people show up at this climate summit and that nobody ever talks about, you know, actually any technological solutions or things we could actually do.
やっぱり残念なのはこういろんな環境団体がすごく具体的に現実的な策を考えているわけよ日々。でそれを頑張って政府にロビングしたり企業に呼びかけたりしてるのね。そのメガバンクに対して融資の先をちゃんと選びなさいっていうこともそうだし、パーム油に関してはじゃあ RSPO 認証を受けているものをまずは使うようにしましょうとか、木材に関してはせめてそのサラワクで違法伐採、原生林を伐採しているものは買わないようにしてくださいとか、具体的なにできることってたくさんあるんだよね。
Those are like a bunch of different questions, right? So the climate summit, I think, should be focused on the climate, which is a separate issue from a lot of these other things, a lot of other environmental problems. There are a lot of environmental problems, but the one we're trying to focus on and the one the UN Climate Summit should be about are the carbon concentrations in the atmosphere and the temperature increase limits, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we start...There's not enough focus on what would actually solve that, and there's a lot of, you know, people are creating models which contain hypothetical carbon capture technologies that haven't been demonstrated. I mean, that's total baloney.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, build the thing first, at least.
Yeah. ちょっと思ったのは、民間企業だったら、まあ、いつも言ってるけど民間企業でこれやってたらとっくに怒られるようなことを政府の規模になると堂々とできちゃっているっていうこと。だから例えばその、まあ、セクシー発言をただの面白として置いといたとしても、その じゃあ石炭火力どうやって減らしていく、まあ、減らすって彼が言い切ったからね、あの記者会見で、うん、そしたら記者から How? って言われて、もう彼は何も言えなくなっちゃったのね、もう黙って
ヒーンみたいな。 Isn't that his whole freaking job?
そうで、普通に考えたら日本代表でこのサミットに行って石炭火力について聞かれるのなんてもう 5000% 分かってることじゃん。で減らしますって言い切るんだったらどうやって減らすのって言われるのは当たり前、なぜならいかにこれが必要なことかっていうメッセージを日本はずっと発してきてるわけだから、そんなに必要なのにじゃあどうやって減らすのって言われるのは当たり前なんだよね。なのにそこで黙ってしまうっていう。で、まあ、
What would your answer be? Do you have one?
Well, so, で結局今その LNG とかに切り替えてるわけじゃん。その採算が取れないって言われてる部分があるから、今20機これから建てる予定で、それを全部建ててしまった場合、今後そんなにいるのかっていうと、実際考えた時に、例えば原発をもうちょっと再稼働したり、再生可能エネルギーが増えてきたりすると、結局余剰が発生して、そんなに全部をずっと稼働し続けられるわけじゃないっていうかさ。
うん。
だからそういうところを別に言えばいいのになっていう。だからさ、今全部計画してるものをフルで立てるべきとは自分は思ってないみたいなことを言えばよかったのかなって私は思ったけど。
All the sort of like incentives and micromanaging all that stuff is futile and it's distortionary and it results in dead weight loss in the market. It's extremely inefficient and it does harm people. The only way that you can get a net benefit through politics is by taxing externalities. Economic theory will tell you that. That's the only way. And it's super
obvious.
Yeah,
I know. But I'm talking about like communication strategy
here. I'm just talking about the actual solution for the problem.
Yeah, I know that.But the thing is like, 結局すごい悲しいことに、こういうサミットで一つのソリューションとしてそうやってバッて出せるわけじゃないんだよね。
うん、
なんかそれがうちらから見たら簡単でも、実際いろんなしがらみがあって、それができない。だからその中で、こう政治的な駆け引きがあって、結局どの国がどれだけ頑張ってるとか、どの国がずるいずるくないみたいな話に毎回なっちゃうわけじゃん。とか例えば石炭火力だったら日本がアジア諸国に輸出しようとしてるみたいな話とか、だからその減らさなきゃいけないって言ってるのに自分のところで新設するばかりでなく人にも売ろうとしてるとかを突っ込まれるわけじゃん。だそこでやっぱり、まあ私はコミュニケーションの観点で見てるからだけど、こう日本のイメージのためになんだろう、できることっていうのは大臣としてはいっぱいあって、多分官僚の人たちは Q&A とかを用意してるはずだと思うんだよね、さすがに。それをこう読んでくれればよかったのになとか思ったっていう話、
うん、
なんか私はこうサミットがどうあるべきっていうよりかは、自分のところの大臣がどういうコミュニケーションしてるか、その海外のメディアに対してっていうのがちょっと今回気になって見てたところだったからだけど、なんか面白いのはその英語と日本語の違いっていうところもあって、その彼は英語喋れるんだよね普通に、
うん、
ただこう日本語ってさ主語とか目的語を全部スキップして喋れるじゃん、
うん、
だから彼が日本でも結構今言われてるポエムみたいにすごい曖昧なことを言っても、なんか自信たっぷりにこうキリッと言えばみんながおおすごいってなって終わりになる、うん、ただ英語で同じことをやるのってすごく難しくて、なぜなら日本語みたいに主語とか目的語を曖昧にできないから。だから海外でやる場合は日本と違う戦略を取らないといけないんじゃないかなって思った、
yeah.
じゃないとすごいこうこの人何言ってんだろうみたいな感じになっちゃうから、
yeah. But people are much more understanding of peopleRepresenting other countries and you know having an accent or
ah, でもそれ言語の話じゃない、私が言ってるのは。彼は別に英語喋れてるから普通に。
Yeah, but I mean like they understand that there's you know if a foreigner comes and speaks in Japan, people are gonna have more allowance, you know, for differences in culture and
記者の人がそういうふうな優しい目で見てくれるかっていうとそういうわけじゃないから日本だったらこう曖昧に今後真摯に取り組んでいきますとか言えばいいんだけどそれをそのまま英語にするっていうのはなかなか難しいからねなんか誰が何をやるのかみたいな、うん、そこを全部曖昧にできちゃうから、
so、What do you think about this strike? And what do you make of what was said at the climate summit so far?
いやストライキはいいと思うやっぱりこうなんかさこの小泉さんが言ったことで一個私が引っかかったのが若者を動かしていくみたいな話をしたのね、まあ、そのこういう問題はセクシーじゃなくちゃいけないって言った後にそのどんどん若者に興味を持ってもらって若者を動かしていかないといけないって言ったんだけどいや動かなきゃいけないのは本来若者ではないじゃんだから若者が動いてるのは素晴らしいことなんだけどそれに大人が乗っかってる場合じゃないというか大人っていうかしかも大臣だしその、うん、なんて言うんだろう日本のやっぱりこう個人がじゃあリサイクルしましょうとかゴミをちゃんと分別しようとか、
うん、
あのプラスチックのバッグを使うのやめようとかそれはもちろん素晴らしいんだけどでそれを個人でやる分にはいいんだけどそこに政治家が乗っかってる場合じゃないからもう企業とか政府が起こしてる環境負荷の桁が違いすぎるじゃんだからそこにやっぱりこう乗っかって若者は楽しくやるから興味を持ってねみたいな言ってるような次元ではないんだよねもう
Yeah, I think he kind of sees a trend among younger people you know, being more passionate about the climate and climate issues and so, you know, he's talking aboutleveraging that, I guess.
うん、でもなんかそこがちょっと薄っぺらいというか、私はその政府にできることっていっぱいあるし。
What do you think they should do?
いや、その国立競技場のその型枠の問題もそうだし、そのなんていうの、そもそも。
But we need a system that will fix it. Not we can't have a goal. We can't fix specific problems. Like there's something wrong with the system.
Yeah.
And if people aren't talking about fixing the system, then, you know, I feel...
Well, people are. 例えば、だからそのメガバンクの話もそうじゃん。だ結局、メガバンクの話もそうだし、パーミーとか全部に共通していることは、日本国内で起きていることに対しては、政府も厳しく見ているんだけど、お金を落とす、その他国にお金を落として、その環境破壊を肩代わりしてもらう分については、全くこう、無視している状態なわけじゃんでそれはやっぱり政府が取り組まなくちゃいけないことそのあもう私は発注しているだけだから知りませんとかあ私は商社が持ってきた商品買ってるだけだから全然その先のことなんて知りませんっていう、 こう大企業と政府が全然責任を取ってない状態だけど大量のお金をそういう環境汚染を引き起こしているところに日本という国が落としているこの現状は政府ができることだから、それは基準を厳しくすればいいだけの話じゃん。でもそれをこう経済を優先してないものとしているからね。
So they're raising the consumption tax, right?
Yeah.
Remember they originally introduced that on, you know, under the guise of some, you know, for the children's education or something. The 3% consumption tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, 社会保障のためって言ってね。
And, so why can't we tax externalities like dirty electricity, for example? So if you buy your electricity from a source which is emitting, you know, carcinogens and carbon dioxide, greenhouse gases, well, there should be a tax on that.Source of energy. Yeah. And what you're doing is you're changing the quantity demanded of power from sources that produce carbon dioxide. Super obvious. This is like super obvious. So like things like this, which are so freaking obvious, I don't understand why not even the environmentalist side is talking about it.
Well, 日本に限って、
That would make a bigger difference than anything I've ever heard so far.
日本に限って言えば、省庁がどうやったってその環境とか消費者の側じゃなくて企業の側に立っちゃってるんだよね。だから私が消費者庁に行って話聞いた時も、消費者庁ですら、消費者庁だよ、消費者庁ですら企業の側に立った目線で話をしてくるわけよ、消費者じゃなくて。だからいかに企業にとってビジネスしやすいか、いかに企業にとってめんどくさくないか、いかに企業がお金を失わずにそのままやっていけるかっていう目線を持っちゃってるんだよね。いかに消費者にいいかじゃなくて、だから話が進まないので、その目線っていうのは
But that doesn't explain why environmentalists are not talking about some kind of a carbon tax or other taxes on externalities. This is these are the kinds of changes that will actually solve the problem. And as far as I can tell, the only changes that will solve the problem, you know, the straws, the rest of this stuff aren't going to solve the problem. Sorry, it's just not going to happen. And we're going to be living in the crappy world that little Swedish girl is afraid of. If we don't, you know, have, if the conversation isn't about things like taxes on externalities.
Yeah.
Because that's what drives the incentives, and that's what controls, that's what basically determines what consumption is going to look like.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, Elon's talked about it. Rex Tillerson was an advocate of it.
Yeah, だからね、
just a handful of people.
その私が今言った政府のそのがどっちの立場に立ってるかっていうのが変わらない限りそれは無理で、そしてその立場っていうのはが変わるのは本当に難しい、残念ながら。だからこんなところまで問題が大きくなってるわけじゃん、結局。で全部がこう、
I think if people advocated for it, and it became a, I mean hopefully Yang would support something like that, but
yeah,
you know, I think if you give up on that, then who cares? It's over. If people aren't talking about taxing the externalities, you're not changing the incentives for behavior, and no matter how cool or sexy it is, it's not going to matter. The incentives are what matters. Any economist knows this down to their bones. It's just a fact. So if you don't change the incentives for consumption, then people will consume things that are bad for the environment. And, you know, that's what's happening. There are actually incentives put in place by the government that distort the economy to increase the quantity demanded of things like fossil fuels. Incentives are in place to actually drive bad behaviors. So the conversation should be removing those and then instituting.
そうやってでも俯瞰して見てないからね、政府はこう目の前のことしか見てないから、だからどうすれば。
But that's the only political solution. Outside of politics, you only have technology. Because there's no, you're not going to get a net increase, right, without technology. And the only company that I see that's really pushing the technology to save the planet is Tesla. And if people, you know, want to save the planet and want to see that in a physical manifestation, I think people should invest in Tesla. Right. And I think that would probably be our best chance to get out of this. As far as Japan's energy problem, you know, there's obviously a lot of resistance to nuclear power, and rightfully so.
Right.
It's risky.
Yeah.
There should be an insurance policy on nuclear power, and then nuclear power should be taxed, because that risk is an externality on the public.
Right.
Right? So if you have a nuclear power plant, there's a risk that needs to be insured against. There needs to be essentially a fund needs to be created just in case something really bad happens.
Yeah.
Assuming that they were going to do that in the first place. But these are the kinds of systems that need to be put in place so that the prices of these commodities are true, and that the market can, in that case, make real ethical choices about what they want. Because if they, you know, if it was more expensive to get your power from TEPCO because, you know, they're using, you know, coal-fired power plants or something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so you wouldn't have to think like, oh, I want to do something good for the environment, but it's more expensive. No, it would be cheaper to do the thing that's good for the environment. And that's how the system should look.
今回の見てて思ったのは、そのグレタ、あの女の子が、まあ、出てきて喋ってると、毎回こうやっぱりバックにどういう大人がついてて、これはただのロビングですとか、別にそれはそれでいいんだ、私は別にそこは興味ないんだけど、じゃあその逆サイドにどんだけロビング、お金を落としてると思ってんのって思った。
It's a lot.
それがなんかびっくりしちゃう。その石油とか今までの
You can't talk about Tesla in Japan.
で今までのその石炭なり石油なりっていうところを使うためにどれだけお金が落ちて、どれだけロビングされてきたか、どれだけ強い業界かっていう、だそれに比べて、じゃあこのグレタの後ろに環境団体がついていようがついていまいが、そんなのは全然もう規模がちっちゃい話であって、なんかそこをやっぱり突っ込んでる人がこんだけいるっていうのがいかにナイーブかっていうのをちょっと思ったし、やっぱりそのマイケルが言ってるようなことをずっと言っててもなかなか先に進まない。その経済をとか他国との競争を優先してなかなか進まない。で環境団体の人たちが自分の年収とかをもう度外視して、もうなんか毎日毎日活動して頑張ってるのになかなか進まない。それは政府のレベルで突っかえてるから、そこでその政府のトップに立ってる人がなんかつまんない時もあるからセクシーにしなきゃねとか、なんかヘラヘラ言ってるとやっぱりちょっとイラッとするね、個人的には。
Need an economist.
しっかりしろやみたいな。
need a credible economist to sort of explain what these, I mean the policy is, if it comes down to some policy like that, then it's going to have economic implications. And that needs to be understood by and explained by economists. And those are going to be the real system level changes that we can see.
Yeah.
In terms of technology, I don't see anything outside of stationary battery technology and virtual grid management. So I think Japan is going to have to move towards virtual grids. And Japan should have done more with Panasonic like 5 years ago and prepared for this, but they didn't. So Japan doesn't really have the production capacity that China and other countries are going to have in the future. But that it's essential to managing the grid is to have these virtual grids that are computer-controlled networks of stationary batteries in different people's in everyone's home. So it'll become a scalable solution driven by parity. And that's something that could happen very, very quickly if the economics were adjusted to reflect the real cost of some of the alternatives to that, which currently they don't.
せっかく若い人がさ、日本は大事になったわけだから、しかも英語がわかるわけじゃん。
で、
世界の情報とか論文とか何でも読めるわけで、だからまあ私は小泉進次郎さんね、もともとあんまり期待してなかったんだけど、こういつも何も言ってないから、なんか私の中で彼は正直無謬性の権化みたいな感じで、失敗さえしなければどんどん上に上がれる。だから失敗しないために何もしないみたいなさ。だけど、やっぱり若いし英語喋れるからなんかどうにか変わらないかなって思ってたんだけど、なんかこうやっぱりサミットでそのステーキを食べに行きましたみたいなところでも急にやっぱりさあっていうことはそのまあこういう気候変行動サミットっていうところで牛肉の話とかこれからね食肉こんなに世界で浸透している中でどうしましょうかとかそういう話も出るわけじゃん当然だ、そこでわざわざステーキ食べに行くっていうことがその全く分かってないで食べてんだったらそれはそれでもう超やばいし、分かってるけどどうでもいいやと思ってんだったらそれはそれでやばいし、なんかコミュニケーションストラテジーとしてどっちにしろもうルーズルーズ状態みたいな、そのやっぱりこう私は一人国民としてがっかりした。
To be fair though, everyone I saw at the UN Climate Summit was a hugeLet down, and I felt like people, you know, it was.
でもだからこれから本当に頑張ってほしい。
I like what the girl said. What was her name? Greta.
Greta.
You know, she was saying, It was like a poem almost.
Yeah.
It was like, how dare you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we will never forgive you. We will be watching. It's kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
I like that she knows that she can distort reality with yeah. her, with how she feels. It's fascinating.
だから彼女が学校を休んでさ、船に乗って海を渡って。
I wanna go. Send me to the UN climate summit.
あそこであんな感情を込めたスピーチしないといけない。That would be such an honor.っていう状況をやっぱり大人は考えないといけないし、そこでこう、
okay.
でその彼女が言ってることは彼女のことが好きだろうが嫌いだろうが正しいわけであって、mm-hmm. その彼女についてこうなんていうの裏に誰がついてるついてないとかっていうのは本当にどうでもいい話だと思うんだよね。
Well, I hope there is. I hope she. I mean, she shouldn't do all of that on her own.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. I'd be like, get some help, little girl.
Yeah, I know.でも結局なんかああいう子がなんか言うとなんで学校行ってないのとかこのストライキもそうだけど学生は学校行けみたいなことを言う人がいてでも若者がこう投票に行かないとかさってなるとああ最近の若者は政治にも興味ないしみたいに言うわけじゃんだからそれはちょっとねフェアではないなって思うけど、
うん、
いやでもねちょっと小泉さん本当英語せっかく英語わかるんだから本当に頑張ってほしい
I didn't see that much of him speakingI want to now. You make it sound very interesting.
正直ね、彼をフォローしてると面白いのよ。笑えるっていう意味で、ちょっと unintentionally funny なところがあるのね。
Mm.
こう聞かれた質問に答えず、いかに何も言わずに、なんか言ってるように見せるかっていう特技があるのね。
Mm-hmm.
だから、まあ、その面白っていう意味で私はウォッチしてたつもりだったんだけどやっぱり環境大臣になったからどうしても期待値っていうのがあって
I like what he said the, you know, it needs to be sexy. I kind of agree with that. That's what Elon believes, right? Elon always says that.
いや、ね、
It has to be sexy.
私はそのやっぱりパンムユのことでそのいろんな環境団体の人たちと会ってその人たちの顔が常に脳内にあるわけよその人たちからしてで環境大臣一人でできることっていうのはもちろんそんなに限られてるわけじゃん環境大臣だからって何でもかんでも急にそんな変えられるわけじゃないけれどもそうやって活動してる人たちからしたらその環境大臣が持ってるパワーっていうのはもう本当に欲しいじゃんあれだけのパワーがあったら自分はこれもするこれもするこれもするのにっていうのがある中で
I don't think it works like that He's told what toYou know, he's a PR guy.
Yeah, but 何でも言えるんだよ。そこでこうとかこのイシューって選べるわけじゃん。大臣だからね。自分はこれについて注力しますとか。
But he has sponsors.
そこでやっぱりこうステーキ食べたり。
We don't have sponsors.
つまんないみたいなこと言われるとまあがっくりはくるけど。まあただね就任したばっかりだから。
But don't you think there are a bunch of people telling him like big wigs from different big corporations and big you know complexes of You know, industry that telling them, "Hey, we're not doing that because that's going to cost this many freaking billion yen, and we'd rather just replace you if that's what you want to do."
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's a bit cynical, but it's my brain.
まあちょっとどうなるか注目しましょうって感じ。次、アメリカワシントン州でアップルウォッチが男性の命を救う出来事がありました。ボブ・バーデットさんという男性がマウンテンバイクで息子との待ち合わせ場所に向かっていたところ激しく転倒し意識を失ってしまいましたアップルウォッチはすぐさま救急車を呼びあらかじめ緊急連絡先として登録されていたボブさんの息子に強い転倒を検知したことや位置情報を通知しさらにボブさんが病院に到着した際にも通知を送っていました
The life of a man living in Washington in the United States was saved recently by an Apple Watch. Bob Burdett was on his mountain bike on the way to meet his son when he crashed his bike and lost consciousness. The Apple Watch he was wearing immediately called an ambulance and sent a notification to his son, who was set as an emergency contact. It notified him that a hard fall had been detected and also sent a notification to him when his father reached the hospital.
そう アップルウォッチの手柄みたいなのが結構ポロンポロンポロンとなんか、うん、あの落ちてきてるよね。今回はあの、まあ、完全に意識を失ってしまったっていうことだったんだけど、あの今年に入って車にひかれたおばあちゃんとか、まあ、トイレで倒れて意識を失って出血してたおじいちゃんとか、
うん、
まあ、年配の人が多いよねやっぱり。で、あの倒れてるところに、まあ、アプローチが勝手に通報してくれたみたいな。私アプローチ持ってないからあんまりこうアプローチのニュースに注目したことがないんだけど、こういうのを見るとあテクノロジーってやっぱり素晴らしいなと思うよね。
Do you know people who use them?
いやいないね周りで使ってる人だからえいる、
I knew someone who I think was using it for a while、
うん、
they worked at Apple so they could use it for free I think and then、
まあ、年配の人の方が多いイメージだよね。なんかサラリーマンのおじさんとかたまにつけてるの見るけど、
うん、
なんかアレクサとかを買う世代
can you say that or will it trigger the
あ、わかんない、
うん、
あのこれ点灯機能っていうのが去年からついたのかな確か。で激しく点灯するのを検知すると1分間待ってで1分間何も動きがないと30秒のカウントダウンが始まって、
うん、
まあ、警告音とかその要は誰か周りに人がいた場合に気づいてもらえるように音が出て、うん、で30秒のカウントダウンがアップすると自動で通報してくれると。で音声メッセージで、まあ、誰か倒れましたここは現在地ですっていうのを救急車の人に伝えてくれるらしい、
hmm.
もう一個ね、
so、it wouldn't happen if you just dropped your watch
わからん。でもその誤作動したとしてもその急に何通報するわけじゃないから、あの SOS しますかっていうのが出てくるんだよね。で普通にキャンセルすれば
Well, I mean, like if you put your watch down on the table really hard or something, and then you went and took a bath, and then you come back and an ambulance showed up at your door.
でも多分なんか Apple Watch ってさ、その体についてるかついてないかって分かってるはずなんだよね。
Even
だって心拍とか取ってるでしょ、多分。
But what if your heart is stopped? It'll just think you took it off.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
だから投げつけながら置いたらってことでしょ。
Well, I'm just wondering, like.If your heart stopped or something,
yeah.
Like, how does it distinguish between that and? I mean, I guess it has accelerometers, but if you like have a heart attack and you fall down and you're not moving,
yeah.
Does it just think you took the watch off? I'm just wondering how smart this thing is.
If you don't like fall, if you slowly sat down and die.
No, you don't die. Your heart just stopped. Hopefully the Apple Watch will save you, right?
I guess you have to fall hard. ただあの18歳だかなんかの女の子がハートレートが急にすごい上がって、
うん、
あのっていうのあったよね、
うん、
覚えてる。なんか本人はちょっと頭痛いなぐらい、別になんともないけど、アップルウォッチが今すぐ病院に行きなさいって何回も言ってきて、で、うん、なんだろうと思って病院に行ったら腎臓が全然機能してないみたいな、で緊急入院みたいな、うん、だからこう本人は別に元気だと思ったんだけど、アップルウォッチのおかげで助かりましたっていうのを見たことある。
Have they added that kind of functionality to other stuff? Do you know? Like Fitbit or like the other tracking stuff?
I don't know.だから私ウェアラブルに全然興味がないもんでさ、自分が買う予定もないし、なんか周りで使ってる人もいないし、あんまりこうフォローしてなかったからよくわかんない。
Like depending on your health and stuff, your risk level, it could make a lot of sense to have one. Or you know, if you're worried aboutYour grandparent or you know, a parent or something.
おじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかもそうだし、まあ若者 あ、自分の子供とかね、それこそこういうの、まあ、
But they're not gonna like have a heart attack. If they if a kid fell down, it probably wouldn't register it as a heart impact, would they?
でもすごい勢いで転んだりとかしたら、まあ大丈夫ですかみたいなのは出るのかもね。大丈夫ですか、mm-hmm. っていうか通報しますかみたいなので。いいえ。ただまあこれオフにもできるから別に。
Mm. I'm wondering if it'll be if this kind of thing, maybe not the Apple Watch version. So I think what would happen is the Apple Watch introduces this concept, and then some cheaper alternative manufacturers, maybe you know like Panasonic or something, could make a cheaper one for like kaigo facilities or something like that, mm. right?Because you know how if a person is in a hospital bed, all their vitals are being monitored the whole time, right? But then they disconnect all that stuff and go to the bathroom.
Right.
And you're not getting the vitals during that time. Mm. So maybe like hospitals and care facilities could just have those for constant.
I guess. Or like my grandpa passed away last year. Was it this year? I... Last year.
Mm.
And he was at this, like, なんていうの? 老人ホーム的な? なんか fancy 老人ホーム的なところ。So, like, he wasn't hooked up to anything, but he couldn't really eat anymore, and we were kind of like, ah, もうそろそろかな、みたいな。で、寝てる間に、まあ、亡くなったんだけど、そういう時もさ、こうなんか、つけれるデバイスがあればね。なんか、知らない間に死んでたみたいな感じじゃないっていうかさ、
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But then it's like everyone's gonna be monitored. Like you can't just die well, without
if you're,
letting
if
people
you're taking
know.
Care of someone and you want to know if something's off, that could be reflected in sort of their historical heart rate or other data like that.
Yeah.
And so you would be able to open your app and monitor, you know,
your dad or
grandparent or whoever.
そう、それ絶対助かるよね。やっぱトイレで倒れて出血してるとか一番怖いもんね。一人で住んでると
か。Heart attacks kill a lot of people,、mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And I think in a lot of cases, they could have been saved if something like this was there.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say most cases. The survival rate for heart attacks is not good. But, you know, what happens to people...after their heart attack depends on how quickly they get help, right?
Mm.
And I think we talked about some sort of web application, something related to, improving.
So.
It was like big data analytics and like heart attack response times or something.
Mm.
But a wearable could detect that, could detect even abnormal heartbeat.You know, hours or weeks prior or something, arrhythmias and other symptoms could be detected.
As long as it's not developed by Facebook, I'll wear it.
Yeah, well, if it's not
it
Facebook, then、
so、
it'll be Google or one of
Did
the
you
other
see
ones.
That Facebook のその intention を読み取るウェアラブル作る予定みたいな
Intention?、
うん、
hmm.
でそれはいいんだけど何に使うかって言った時にその最初に挙げた例がフォローシェアリングだったんだよね、
うん、
だから多分そのセルフィーを撮ってこれ Facebook にシェアしようって思っただけでシェアできますみたいな、
うん、And,
いらねえ
Well for people that use social media a lot maybe that'll But how do you undo it or how do you make sure you know what you're doing?
わかんないし、その、インテンションを読み取って何かをするって言った時に、もっとなんか、いろんなアプリケーションを思いつくじゃん、多分。なんか最初に出すのがその、フォローシェアリングっていうのがちょっとなんか引っかかっちゃった。
But there's something like, cool about that, no? Like, if you, it'd be cooler if it was, let me see, if the camera was like, attached, or in your glasses or something,
Yeah.
Then that would be more useful, right? Because you're not in the app, right? So you're like the Google, what was it called? Glass?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Glass?
Yeah.
Like the Google Glass thing? What happened to that?
I don't know.
So the Google Glass thing you know, if you could just think like, oh, I want to share what I'm looking at right now with someone. So in your head, you're like, oh, I wish so-and-so was here and they could see this. And, you know, it just does it. Wouldn't that be cool?
I guess.
Or you'd end up doing it accidentally.
No, I mean like...
You'd go to the bathroom and you'd just accidentally send pictures.
I mean like, I think what you're saying is more like texting とかでしょ? So, oh my God, it's not about uploading your picture on Facebook.
Well, it's just sharing a picture somewhere. It could be wherever, but...
I guess.
But having to move your hand sausages, you know, But isn't this some iteration of that? Isn't this something like that, what you're talking about? The Facebook thing? The control labs or whatever?
I guess.
Because nothing comes out of your brain except for impulses to move muscle tissue.
But they sell stuff for advertisements. So that's different for me. You know?
What about that weird phone thing? You sent me some weird phone with a bunch of screen on it.
Oh, Xiaomi のやつ?
Yeah.
Bunch of screen. ってか、全部が画面のやつでしょ?電話。
Wasn't there a little bit of like not screen?
Maybe
like
just little
a
strip
little
bit
of not screen.
でもほぼほぼ画面ってやつ。
こう。If it was fully screen, then I'm in. But that little strip of like not screen, I'm like, what? That's so 微妙. Just make the whole thing screen.
なんでいいのかな? なんか私のイマジネーションではちょっとその裏面まで全部が画面っていうことによるメリットがあんまり思いつかないんだけど。
だってその、it doesn't unfold or anything, right? It's just...
だから、あ、でも、iPhone みたいに、こう、セルフィーのカメラだと、ちょっと劣るじゃん、だけど、裏にも画面がついてれば、普通のカメラでセルフィー撮れるよね。
Yeah.
それぐらいしか思いつかない。
I guess. Didn't Samsung make a folding phone?
Ah, yeah, yeah,
and it kind of looks similar, because once it's folded, it has screen that like goes.
Yeah. あと、まだか、こうやって、こう見て見てって言った時にあっちに立ってる人にも同時に見せれるとか、なんかそんなしょぼいのしか思いつかないの。
Okay, so if this MacBook Pro right here was all screen on the top side here,
yeah, yeah.
So you could see what I'm seeing.
あ、そうそうそうそう。
So we could sit here and I could just have my computer here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And we could have a meeting,
yeah,
where you see everything that I'm doing,
yeah,
right? Is that useful? Because what I've seen so far is people are like detaching the screen and turning it around.
Yeah.
But that's a pain, right? It'd be better to just have it.
I guess. でもそれを携帯でやるかっていうとどうかね。
Their screens are getting weird. Have you noticed there's screens everywhere now? Like everywhere. In the train stations.
Yeah.
And all the, everywhere you go, the trains, all the buildings are turning into screens.
Yeah.
And there's so many screens. I was in Nikotama.
Okay.
二子玉川.
Mm.
And just the whole way to get to the platform, to the station, is they have screens all along the side. And you go down this escalator and it's all screens on both sides all the way down.
Oh, man.
And there's just screens everywhere.
Huh.
But if screens get so cheap and they're all like interactive, right? And we just put them here. Would we just start putting them like everywhere? Do you know what I mean? If screens just got like really cheap and you could touch it and you could interact with it, would you just have like a bunch of screens everywhere?
Like in your home?
Yeah.
まあなんかあれとかあるよね、そのフェイク窓みたいな。フェイク窓でその景色を変えられるみたいな。
Like すごいリアルな。The smart mirror. Have you seen that?
何それ?
They have the mirrors.
フィルターかけられんの?
Maybe. They'll probably have some AR screen/mirror stuff in the future.
Yeah.
But these mirrors will display data in the corner of the mirror.
Ah, 天気とかってこと?
You'll like walk up to the mirror, it can like recognize your face, maybe. Be like, good morning. Mommy, here's the weather, here's your calendar and your schedule, and all that stuff will be like in your, inside your mirror.
No? まあだから全部を一括で操作できるようになると便利だよね。その今って携帯だけじゃん。まあ携帯と例えばスマート電気とか。なんかそれだけ。いやなんか。電気をスマホで操作するとかさ、だからそういうのが全部こうつながって、じゃあ正直天気は携帯で見るより鏡で朝起きてみたいなとか、じゃあそっちに移しとこうとか、ウィジェットみたいな感じで。
What does Bill Gates' house look like right now? When you go in?
I don't know. 意外となんか
意外と like old school?
普通に、いや、アナログかもよ。
Who has the most high-tech house in the world, do you think?
I don't know.
Where you go in, it's you know, facial recognition and it. I don't know. What's all the high tech stuff? There's Roombas everywhere.
I don't know. 確かに気になるね。次、UCL の研究で MRI の画像を見て心疾患を診断する場合、人間の医師だと13分かかるのに対し、人工知能は4分で行うことができ、精度も同等であることが分かりました。イギリスでは心臓 MRI 検査が年間15万件行われており、仮にすべての診断を人工知能に任せた場合、各医療機関において年間54日間分の医師の労働時間を削減できることになります。研究では患者599人の MRI 画像をニューラルネットワークに学習させ、実際に110人の患者の診断を行わせて専門家および研修医の結果と比較し、精度に差がないことを確認しました。
In a study by UCL, the analysis of an MRI scan for heart disease takes 13 minutes for a human to do, but only 4 minutes for artificial intelligence, performing with the same accuracy. In Britain, some 150,000 MRIs are analyzed for heart disease each year by a human medical professionals. If this were done by an AI instead, this would reduce working hours of physicians by 54 days. In the study, the MRI scans of 600 patients were analyzed by an AI. It then diagnosed 110 of the patients. There was no difference in accuracy between the AI and human physicians.
So, まあ、of the patients, some, 多分 different sets of patients, ね。そうだって。だから、今現在、まあ、この実験において AI の方が人間より優位に立っているわけではないけど、人間と AI で同等だから、そのスタンダライズしてこれを何 AI に診断させるっていうことは可能でしょうねっていうのが書いてあった。
And this is true not just for heart disease scans, but for all kinds of MRI and other X-rays and CAT scans and fMRI.
なんか、どの体の部分か忘れちゃったんだけど、AI に MRI 画像を見せて診断させるときに、こう、診断は合ってるんだけど、AI が何を見て分かったのかが分かんない。人間には分かんないときがあるみたいな。でも合ってるからいいんだけど、その仕組みが人間には分かんない。
They can't determine that by... Would they need another AI to analyze?
Maybe.
The AI to figure out. I mean, that's been a common problem where, you know, it takes a lot of work for them to figure out what it is the network actually did. You know, how did the network structure itself to do that?
Yeah. So, so.ただまあ合ってるは合ってるっていう。
What do you think of the what people are talking about the potential of artificial intelligence and then artificial intelligence in combination with advanced robotics in displacing huge numbers of jobs for people all around the world and.I was looking at some studies on that. I wanted to see, you know, what universities or what, you know, research institutions are saying what. You know, what are their predictions for like 10 years from now? And it is absolutely all over the place. Mm. I mean, it is all over the place.
Mm.
You know, I'm just going from one study to the next, and it's like we're going to lose, you know, 30 million jobs in the U.S. alone. And then other people are saying AI is going to add, you know, 10
right.
million jobs. And
right.
we're going to net, you know, how many ever million jobs. And it was just... It's seriously all over the place.
Mm.
And there seems to be no consensus whatsoever.
Mm.
At all.
まあ、わかんないっしょ。
No, they should figure that out. It's important. What the heck is going on? There's... Somebody's science is wrong. Somebody's doing it wrong. Someone's doing something wrong. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Well, that's
it's
how it
somewhat
works.
Subjective. I mean, it's the future, right? So...
Yeah, you know, so...
But it's...
しかもこうやっぱりどういう職業が出てくるかっていうのを予測できないからしきれないからさ。
Well, AI already exists, so the trends are quite evident, right?
Yeah.
And so there are really high risk industries and jobs.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And there's really
I mean,
low
yeah.
risk industries and jobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. それぐらいはね、あの、わかると思うけど。
Yeah. So like.Amazon in their fulfillment centers are now employing more than 200,000 robots.
Hmm.
And each robot does, you know, a lot more work
yeah, yeah.
than one employee.
Yeah.
You know, it's not one for one. So,
そうね。あの、有給とかもいらないしね。トイレも行かないし。
Yeah. And they're really good robots.
Yeah.この病院に限って言えばやっぱりその検査そのこうやってこう画像を撮ってそれを分析しなきゃいけないっていう仕事はてか作業は増える一方みたいな、
うん、
だからまあ多分その画像を撮るコストも下がるじゃん、
うん、
だからこうみんながもっと頻繁に例えば撮るようになるとか
I think it's great because you know preventative medicine is what
yeah yeah
People want.
そう。で、そうするとやっぱり人手が足りないとか、まあ、お医者さんがあまりにも忙しいとかってなっちゃうから、まあ、そういう部分をどうにかして自動化できればそれはそれでいいのかなって私は思ったけど。
Mm. And it's that's one specific skill that requires quite a bit of training to acquire that is apparently becoming obsolete for humans to have. So...But, you know, image analysis is probably not that fun anyways if you're just sitting around staring at MRIs.
まあ、それは人によると思うけど。まあ、それがすごい好きな人もいるかもしれないし。
I think mostly artificial intelligence is good at getting rid of repetitive work.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
そうだね。
And they'll be able to use a single algorithm to analyze as many MRIs as they want, right?
次
According to a study published in PLOS One by researchers at Nottingham University, people are 5 times more likely to forget that they saw a motorcycle than a car. In simulated experiments, subjects forgot about the motorcycle they saw about 15% of the time. Across 240 memory trials in 3 separate tests, subjects failed to report seeing a car 8 times and failed to report seeing a motorcycle 38 times.Some 22% of the time, despite often looking directly at them. The researchers call this a saw but forgot error. Researcher Peter Chapman stated the following: These studies demonstrate that even in safety critical situations, it is possible to observe dramatic failures of visual memory. These saw but forgot errors were remarkably frequent in the simulator, and we have every reason to think that they may be equally prevalent in the real world.The researchers suggest saying the word bike out loud enables phonological encoding of the memory, which should protect it from visuospatial interference.
PLOS ONE に掲載されたノッティンガム大学の研究で、人は車を見た時と比較してバイクを見たことについて5倍忘れやすいことが分かりました。シミュレーションを使った実験で、被験者はバイクを見たこと自体を 15% の確率で忘れていました。3つの実験で行った240回のシミュレーションのうち被験者が車について忘れたのは8回でしたが パイクは38回で全体の 22% に上り、シミュレーション中にまっすぐバイクを見つめていても忘れていました。チームはこれを見たけど忘れたエラーと名付けています。チームはバイクと口に出して言うことでバイクを見たことが聴覚記憶として頭に残るため、視空間の干渉から守ることができるとしています。チームのピーター・チャップマン氏は以下のように述べています。これらの実験は危険を伴うシチュエーションにおいても視覚記憶が大きな過ちを犯すのを観察できる様子を示しています。この見たけど忘れたエラーはシミュレーションにおいてとても頻繁に見られ、現実世界でも同様であると推察できます、うん、これはその歩行者が道を歩いている時っていうシミュレーションってこと？
Driving.
あ、運転してる時ってこと？
And、I think it was a driving simulation and、they did different、scenarios.They simulated a bunch of different scenarios, but essentially it was to see whether or not、someone would pull out、because pulling out into the street is what kills most、people on motorcycles. Because、you pull out and then the motorcycle hits you.、so it was,、they were doing these pull out experiments.
そっか。これなんでなんだろうね。こうペリフェラルっていうか、こうなんだろう、大事じゃないっていうか、こう車と同等の重要性を持ってないっていうふうに無意識に認識してるのかな、バイクのことを。
Well, I think it's, you know, obviously the bike is smaller、and、it's our brains are not designed to do this.Thing visually, really, because、I mean, motorcycles and cars didn't exist until until quite recently, right?
Right.
So、they don't know exactly why the frequency of this、for saw but forget error is so high for bicycles or for motorcycles, but、they noticed that it was.Visually based, the cause.、Because if you, as they suggested, you transition that information、into phonological information, sound、information, that you retain it just fine.
じゃあ例えばこう AI とかが搭載されて、バイクって言ってくれれば違うってことだよね。自分で言わなくても。
Yeah.I think that would probably make a difference.
それかバイク側からでかい声でバイクって言ってもらうとかっていうことだよね。
Well, you have to deal with like the Doppler effect.
Yeah.
I think this happens a lot and we don't realize it. This involves short-term working memory.
Right.
Which has certain quirks.When it comes to your、to visual data、and、we can forget what we just looked at, you know, sometimes you're like
you're
I don't know, I mean you can look at something right now and try to draw
it. Oh my
god,
phone numbers, I'm so bad at it.
What, like if you have to input it,
you know? Yeah, how like if you なんかたまにコピペできないやつあるじゃん、ウェブサイトとかで。
So how many numbers do you go beforeTrying to transfer.
いつも全部やろうって思うのね、一瞬。
The whole number.
うん。でも絶対無理なの。で、全部覚えるぞって見て、で、打つとこ行くともう全然忘れてんのね。で、もう一回戻って、だから4桁ずつやるしかない。
And are you trying to use visual or are you trying to use some other kind of memory?
Visual, but でもだから言った方がいいのかもね、声に出して。1234567 8.
I notice if I try to do that, I completely lose the visual. It's gone.
Ah, そっか。じゃあどうしたらいいの？だから全部のサイトがコピペできるようにしてくれればいい話だよ。
And I think Japan actually has a good understanding of this saw but forgot phenomenon, and it's because they have such high、standards for training and compliance in certain industries. For example, train operators. like for the Shinkansen,、
mm.
you know, they're doing this.
Ah, 指差し確認ね。
Yeah, they do the 指差し確認, right? And they're saying things, right?、
Mm.
They're pointing, they're looking, they're saying, they have、sort of a proprioceptive input from the pointing,、right. like they, you're physically moving your body、mm. at, and pointing it at this thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And、by combining the different senses、and different kinds of memory,、
mm.
you can、create backups.
そうだね。
You know, and then it becomes humans can be like super reliable、
right.
If you know how to do that.、
Hmm.
And I think for anything where、procedure is really important, this、saw but forgot phenomenon needs to be like taken into account.、Hmm. You know, flying aircraft or
yeah,
anything
yeah.
like that.
確かに。次。
A team of researchers from North Carolina State University, the Department of Energy's Oak Ridge National Laboratory, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and Ohio State University、has discovered a new method of converting waste heat energy into useful electricity. The technology involves using paramagnets, which are solids containing magnetic ions.The research team conducted an experiment in which they heated manganese telluride imbued with lithium to 284 degrees Celsius, 250 degrees above its Neel temperature, and observed a phenomenon called paramagnon drag thermopower, in which the thermal perturbations of ionic spin waves briefly causes them to align and propel free electrons. Using neutron spectroscopy for observation,The team saw that the spin waves persisted for about 30 femtoseconds, more than long enough to drag the electron charges and create thermal power. The researchers believe the technology could be used to capture heat from vehicles to make them more efficient, or perhaps they could be used to capture body heat and clothing to power mobile devices.
ノースカロライナ州立大学オークリッジ国立研究所、中国科学院オハイオ州立大学の共同研究で、排熱を電気エネルギーに変換する新しい方法が発見されました。実験では、リチウムを染み込ませたマンガンテルル化物を280度まで熱し、ネイル温度より250度高い状態にして、常時性に転移させると、イオンスピン波の熱接動により、自由電子が一時的に整列し推進される、パラマグノンドラッグ熱伝導という現象が確認されました。中性子スペクトロスコピーを使って観察すると、スピン波はおよそ30フェムト秒続き、それは電子電荷及び熱伝導に十分な時間でした。ちょっとごめんね、なんかもう、チープ感分すぎて面白くなっちゃう。この技術を使い、車など乗り物から出る熱をキャッチしてエネルギー効率を上げたり、体から出る熱を洋服でキャッチして電子、機器に使うことなどが可能になると期待されています、yep. もう日本語喋ってるんだけど何語喋ってんだかみたいな、
mm.
私にとってはちょっとちんぷんかんぷんなんだけど、あの排熱を電気にするって F1 の車とかもやってない確か、まあ、これとは当然違う方法だと思うけど
How are they doing that?
分からん、
oh. Well, a typical method would beTo boil water and create steam、
hmm.
that would turn a turbine.、
Mm-hmm.
That's very typical way. So、mm-hmm. like nuclear reactors, they just make heat、
hmm.
and that boils water and that turns a fan.、
Mm-hmm.
That's it.、but it, and I guess there's also like thermocouples and there are materials that expand and contract.Based on with a heat differential, but this is a very interesting sort of unique discovery,、
hmm.
and it involves magnets, which makes it really complicated. But essentially, if you have ions or you have unpaired electrons in an atom.Are like tiny magnets、
hmm.
and normally in these sorts of materials the material itself is not magnet right it's not a magnet、 But in these materials, those unpaired electrons are just spinning randomly. And as heat, any sort of heat movement, energy conducting through the material will randomly orient all the unpaired electrons, which means you can't direct any current through the material, right? Because the unpaired electrons are just random.
Okay.
And so what they did with this experiment was to see if they could get the spin waves of the ions to align if they are aligned, then you can push electrons through the material.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, to my knowledge, I don't think anything like this has been done. I mean, there are some similar things that people have done with like super cooled conductors and stuff.
Okay.
That uses a similar effect.
その体から出る熱さえもキャッチして電子機器に使うことが可能ってことは結構その簡単にできるってことこれは。
I don't know how you would get there. That seems very hard to do. But maybe.
その体から出る熱。
But there's heat energy everywhere, right? So anywhere that there's a heat differential, you should be able to extract energy.
Right.
And right now, and this is related to the climate issue.
Yeah.
But waste heat, there's tons and tons and tons of waste heat.
なんかさ、私いつも思うんだけど、こう夏に冷房つけるじゃん、みんな。そしたら熱い熱が外に出るわけじゃん。その室外機のところから。あれをどうにか、なんかできないのかなみたいな。なんか、すごい、くだらない感じに言うと、子供の時とかさ、なんか、夏、暑いじゃん、
uh-huh.
その暑いのをどうにかして取っといて、冬に使えないもんか、みたいなさ、そういう、まあ、子供の発想からも来てるけど、
こう。Or you could get a really fast train north.
But like, 例えば、ドライヤー使ったら部屋が暖かくなるじゃん。その熱もったいないから、それを、どうにかできないのかなとかさ、こう、
yeah.
無駄になってる、なんかわざわざエネルギーを使って作った熱なのに、その熱がこう無駄になってるから。
Well, if you think about like the way an air conditioner works, it has a condenser, and so it takes all this air and it like pumps it into this small space, and it gets really hot, right? And then they transfer the heat.Out of it, and then you re-expand that, and it's going to be cool. And they don't, that heat doesn't go anywhere. But if you have a house, right? I mean, they're just blowing it outside. But you could use the heat from your air conditioner to heat the water in your house, right? Like, that's, why is that impossible? I guess they're far away from each other or something. Why?It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You could have some kind of heat pump system that connected, all your major appliances that emit heat could heat water instead of heating the air in your room, and then just pump that water into a tank, and then you can have the hot water on top and the cold water on bottom, and have like a thermocline in the middle, or you could baffle it, but... All the waste heat could heat water, and the water would store that, and then you could take a bath with that. But I don't think anyone's doing that at all. We've been using the same freaking air conditioner and everything else.
I wonder why. 何か障害があるのかな?
Well, Tesla completely reinvented heat and energy, waste heat and energy management in their newest car. And they invented something that...Nobody knows what to call it, but Tesla calls it the super bottle. And this super bottle is like some crazy 3D printed, super complex bottle that has a dozen valves and stuff in it. And all it does is it manages where all these different fluids go, the cooling fluids and all this stuff. But that's connected to the battery temperature management system and that, and and then it's also connected to the air, you know, the HVAC system, and it's and so it's managing all the energy to make sure that none of the energy is lost.
Oh.
So I think we could see technologies from there come into household appliances. I wouldn't be surprised if Tesla started going into the sort of air conditioning and all that other stuff, because like if you go your freezer, your refrigerator is hot, right? It's hot right next to it, right? At the bottom. Have you noticed that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well.
次.
In a study published in Family Process, researchers analyzed the way in which happy couples argue. The study recruited 57 couples in their mid to late 30s and 64 couples in their early 70s and asked them to rank various issues: intimacy, leisure, household communication, and money. Household communication and money were the most serious, and couples in both groups ranked jealousy, religion, and family as the least serious issues. The researchers found that the couples tended to focus on issues with clear solutions, such as balancing chores, rather than more difficult problems. Lead author Amy Rauer stated the following: happy couples tend to take a solution-oriented approach to conflict, and this is clear even in the topics that they choose to discuss. Focusing on the perpetual, more difficult to solve problems may undermine partners' confidence in the relationship. Being able to successfully differentiate between issues that need to be resolved versus those that can be laid aside for now may be one of the keys to a long-lasting, happy relationship.
ファミリープロセスに掲載されたテネシー大学の研究で、うまくいっている夫婦の喧嘩の仕方を分析しました。30代半ばから後半の夫婦57組と70代前半の夫婦64組に、自分たちが抱える様々な問題について深刻度でランク付けしてもらったところ、親密さ、レジャー、家事、コミュニケーション、お金が最も深刻で、嫉妬、宗教、家族問題が最も深刻ではないという結果になりました。多くの夫婦が家事の分担や休暇の過ごし方など、解決策が明確な問題にフォーカスする傾向にありました。研究を率いたエイミー・ラウア氏は以下のように述べています。幸せな夫婦は問題に対して解決重視での取り組んでおり、それをベースに話し合いのトピックが選ばれていることがわかります。だらだらとなかなか解決できない問題についてフォーカスすることは、関係性への自信が損なわれることにつながりかねません。解決が必要な問題と今は置いておいても良い問題をうまく分けられるかどうかが、長く幸せな関係性への鍵なのかもしれません。なるほどね。まあ、嫉妬、宗教、家族問題がめちゃくちゃあると、つれはつらいよね、夫婦として。
There's some, what do you call it? Survivor bias in this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, couples that have been, you know, together for a long time. And, have a good enough relationship to participate in this study are, you know, probably better than average. So the study is sort of qualitative in nature.
まあ、日本語で言う勝者バイアスってやつだよね。ただまあでも、これのその解決策が明確じゃない例として、相手の健康問題とか性的な親密さをまあ問いただすようなことってっていうのが挙げられてたけど、だから相手のコンペテンスをチャレンジするようなもの、なんか相手の自尊心とか自信を傷つける可能性があるトピックについては避ける傾向にあるみたいな、だからお前最近太ったんじゃねみたいなこととかはもちろんだし、こう
It's like having mannersOr like having
そうだね、
a kind of mindfulness.
Yeah, 親しき中にも礼儀あり的な。
Like people who are sensitive to how the other person reacts during a conversation, you know, are going to be more successful, I think.
そうね。
And I, this notion of sort of fixing what you can fix to build momentum or to build confidence, I think is interesting too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can feel like the smaller issue is a distraction, or the smaller issue is like a diversion from the larger issue. So and it's hard to appreciate it as something that is part of a process that allows the greater challenges to be addressed.
So, ne. Yeah, 結婚してまで嫉妬とかしょっちゅうしたくないよね。なんかそういうの忘れたいよね。なんかそういうストレスいらないというか、それはわかる。
It's interesting that, yeah, religion is not a serious issue.
Well,
てか、like, religion if it was, then they wouldn't.
そうそうそう。だから religion が serious issue だったら、多分うまくいってないよね。そもそも結婚が。だってどうにもできないもんね、それは。まあ、どっちかがコンバートするとか、すごい大きい決断をしない限りは。まあ、家族問題もそうじゃない？その嫁姑問題とかもそうだけどさ、こうすぐに解決できない問題なんだけど、すごいそれが深刻な場合って、やっぱりどうしてもこう夫婦めっちゃうまくいってますみたいな言いづらいのかなって思うけど。
How do people sort out, you know, religious differences? Do you know any married people that have strong religious differences?
No.
Do you know any?That have any religious difference? Everyone's exactly the same religiously or irreligiously or whatever it is.
そうだね。あんまりそこのなんていうの、アンバランスさみたいなのを目撃したことないかな。
Have you met? I can't. I really can't think of anyone.
あでもあの友達で離婚し、それでが原因で離婚した子はいる、そういえば。
Well, we're looking for a working example.
しかも多分結婚して数ヶ月とか、知らないで結婚して。
About their religious dedication or,
yeah.
or...
だからそこまでと思わなかったみたいな。でまあすごい。
Oh, so they knew about it, but it wasn't.
なんかふんわりとしか知らなくて、で。まあ、旦那さんがすごいやあの家族ぐるみで、まあ、結構カルトみたいな感じ、で、あのなんか謎、多分なんかすごい高額 な
鍋とか、カルト like that's how passionate he was about a mainstream religion or
no. The religion was cult.
Oh, okay.
でなんか高額なものを買わされそうになったりとか、なんかいろいろネガティブなことが重なって、あもう無理だってなって離婚してたけど、なんかうまくいってる例は、
What about becoming someone becoming religious during a marriage? That seems disruptive too, right? I guess that doesn't really happen. But don't people like find Jesus or get reborn and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
What would you do if your partner was just like Kanye's new album?Just full Jesus, cover to cover.
Yeah, だから
Like every single day, there's something about Jesus coming up. Like every day.
ちょっと辛いかもね。あの、まあ、カルトみたいな、こうなんか、物を売りつけるとかさ、こう友達全員を勧誘しちゃうみたいな。そういうこう、日々の生活に支障が出るレベルだと、やっぱりちょっと、とかその、ソーシャルライフが完全に、destroy されるもの、だ友達がいなくなっちゃうみたいなさ。
Is that the reason? Maybe you'll get a lot of new friends though from the cult. Maybe they're all really nice.
Maybe.
Like a little too nice.
でもやっぱりなんか急に、例えば今のうちの夫は全然こう religious じゃないんだけど、その彼が急に religious になるっていうことは何かがあったっていうことじゃん。
No, nothing. Just a vision.
急に。
A vision in the night. Just a fever dream or something.
Yeah, どうかね。だからそれこそトム、トム・クルーズみたいな。 感じになっちゃって、
yeah, like,
しかも自分の子供を巻き込もうとしたらやっぱり私もケイティ・ホームズみたいに
逃げるしかない。 But you would, right? If you believed all that stuff about the
yeah, yeah.
whatever the Scientology
yeah,
version
yeah,
is, right?
Sure, but ちょっと難しいかな。
Didn't he name his kid after like the iPhone assistant?
No.
No?
No, it's Siri.
Oh.
Not Siri.But, だから私はいつも言ってるけど最初のデートぐらいでもう聞くもん、
hmm.
あの religious かどうか、
hmm.
すごい軽いトーンで、
hmm.
そこでやっぱり yes か no で
What if they asked you first?
That's fine too、
hmm.
やっぱり失敗したことがあるからそれでだから最初にやっぱり聞いといた方がいいよ。
It seems like one of the most impossible to resolve ones. If you like, you know, it's not one of those we agree to disagree. But there are a lot of those, right? You can agree to disagree about a lot of things.
ただこう宗教だったらまだ本人に聞けばいいだけの話だし分かってるからいいじゃん。で、結婚するかしないかそこで決めればいいけど、家族の方が難しい気がする。その相手のことは大好きだし完璧なんだけど、相手の家族が超やばい人とかさ、すごい干渉してくるとか性格悪いとかっていう時に、どうしようもないじゃんそれって。
If you have to participate in some crazy like rituals,
family rituals or とかも家族で会う時に毎回苦痛みたいなさ、それやっぱり辛いだろうなって思う。なんかそれって本当にもうラッキーかラッキーじゃないかじゃん。自分ではどうにもコントロールできないから。なんか結婚ってなった時にそれは意外と自分のクオリティオブライフが左右されるなって思う。
Is there
What?
I'm just wondering if there's research on sort of secular marriages and how they go just in generalBecause all the research is going to be like mostly like religious people, right? You don't really think about that distinction because you just think couples are couples, right? Or like research is research. It's just married
people.
What do
you mean how they go?
I'm just wondering.
That's so ぼんやりしてる.
I'm just wondering how they go, you know?
Like how...
Because marriage is like... has some fundamental roots in...religious ceremony and stuff and religious beliefs and principles. So I'm just wondering, as a symbolic sort of a ritual, I mean...
For me personally, it's more like, you know, out of convenience and for my kid.
What's out of convenience?
Well, like...how we manage our finances, like we can get family credit card if we're married, you know, that kind of stuff. Like our last names are the same. So like I can, なんか何か夫の代わりに何かを提出するとかさ、なんていうの、そういうあの単純なとか、まああのゲイマリッジの時にもよく言われるけど、例えばどっちかが入院した時に家族しか面会できないとか。それは結婚してればできるとか、まあ、家族手当、あの何、子供手当とか、なんか分かんないけど、そういうコンビニエンスかな。あと遺産とか、どっちかが死んだ時に子供にスムーズに遺産
を行くとか。 Yeah. So if you're doing it for instead of like a grand sort of divine joining of cosmic souls or something like that, you know, then it's, I would just wonder
But that
self-selection
unexpectedly gave me this, なんていうの、なんか、 oh, so now that we're married, we can talk about anything, みたいな。 We can talk about your salary, you can talk about my salary, like we can have everything open, because we're on the same boat, like really on the same boat, みたいな。 Like you can be a couple andfeel like you are on the same boat, but not really, とかありえるじゃん。
You want to be on the same boat legally.
Legally and financially.
Which...
Like, no one's holding back any kind of information, because that wouldn't help either of us.
Mm.
you know.
Do you know, so there's a researcher named John Gottman this study is kind of related to research that he did in the past. And he claimed that he was able to predict divorce with 90% accuracy.
Wow.
Based on...
それやってほしい。
Just the ultimate udanai.
Yeah.
Right?
Based on 何?
So apparently he developed a formula with some, I don't know, mathematicians or something. And it's all based on how communication is happening. That's what he used to predict it.
Okay.
So he found that in 96% of conversations, the conclusion of the conversation, whether it will be positive or negative, can be determined within the first 3 minutes.
Wow.
So within the first 3 minutes of a conversation, everyone outside of your conversation can sort of tell, this conversation's not going the right way, you know? And, you know, people have conversations that last an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. It doesn't matter. The first 3 minutes, apparently, are a very reliable indicator of what the conclusion of that conversation is, regardless of how long the actual conversation is.
Okay. How is that related to the prediction of divorce?
Well, he predicted divorce basically looking at whether people could stay on topic. There are basically different tells that he had specific classifications for, right? So staying on topic was one of them. But bad actions would be criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and what is called stonewalling, which is kind of shutting off a particular topic or issue.
Yeah.
And other indicators that would predict divorce were flooding.
What's flooding?
Flooding is like... You're just overloading the other person, and the other person doesn't really get a chance to. So, flooding is a very bad indicator in relationships, as well as failures to de-escalate. So, if one party in the conversation tries to de-escalate, to calm both parties down, if that fails. There aren't many other ways for the conversation to steer after that.
Yeah.
Because one person tried to calm it down.
Yeah.
They failed. The other person isn't trying to calm it down. So you know, it's just gonna get worse. And then surveys about the way in which people felt about their past memories together. So if he asked people how they felt about, you know, when they first met and how they felt about the bad times and the really like the worst times of their relationship, a predictor of a bad outcome would be them still holding any sort of negative feelings about something in the past.
Right.
All of the good couples, married couples that weren't going to get divorced, they can sort of laugh about, they can sort of bond over past challenges and see it as a positive thing that they overcame. Whereas in other cases, you bring it up and, you know, they're bothered just by it being brought up. So it's whether
だから話せないタブーになっちゃってるってことだもんね。あの話はもうできない。
You don't want to have negative memories, even if it's a memory of a bad thing. You still need to sort of rationalize that in the context of your relationship, and try to think of it as something that was you know,
it's just something in the past.
Yeah, something that you can look back on as a growing experience or something like that.
そうか、わかる気はする。でも私だからやっぱ離婚しないと思う。当てはまんないもん、一個も。
Yeah.
うん、まあなんかみんな離婚しないって自分で思って離婚する人もいると思うから、私がそういったところでなんともないと思うけど、でも確かにね、この stay on topic できるかどうかとかってやっぱり大事だよね。
Staying on topic andbeing respectful in their discourse.
Yeah.
So if either party resorted to personal attacks that aren't really related to the issue, that was a good predictor of divorce.
そうだよね。
Apparently, it's pretty easy to get on the track towards divorce.
まあだから人格を否定するとかさ。
Don't most people have some of this stuff going on in their relationships? You don't think so?
I guess a lot of... でも I don't think we do, my husband and I. Like, なんだろう。
He may respond. He may have different thoughts about.
んでもなんだろう、こう話が脱線して長時間 argue するとかっていうのは全然ないし、こうお互いに怒鳴り合っても収拾つかないとかもないし。
But、do you think that's improved over time, or do you think that's?
でも結構最初からそうかも。
Hmm.
でもそれはお互いがマッチしてるっていうだけであって過去のリレーションシップではそんなうまくいってなかった時もあった、から私がそういう人っていうよりかはこの相性の問題だと思うけど、
I think what you know, people want to know is are these is this something that justIs this something you can change? Is it just a predictor? Is it not advice? Is it advice? If it is advice, can, you know, can people change these behaviors?
ね、
Or is it fundamental to those?
でも相手にもよるよね。なんか自分はもともとそういう人じゃなくても相手にバトンをプッシュされまくってこういうことしちゃうっていう時もあるじゃん。私多分元彼の時そうだったから。でも今は別にそういう風にならないしなとか、だから何かを直してほしいとか何かイシューがあった時にこう冷静に相手をこう攻撃してるわけじゃないよっていうのを示しつつ話すみたいな、それをお互い多分気をつけてると思う、でも年齢とかにもよるよね多分ね、わかんない、
the first three minutes thing just creeps me out. It's like
Yeah.
Man. It's like...
でもさ、最初のレスポンスで多分わかると思わない？その、何かイシューをブリングアップしたときに、相手の一言目でさ、こう、ああ、みたいな、ちゃんと聞いてくれそうか、え？みたいなさ、あ、これもう絶対ディフェンシブになってるじゃん、みたいな。
It's like another first impression, right? You know, we think of first impressions as the first time you meet someone.
Yeah, yeah.
But...When you first start a conversation, there's another first impression.
そうだね。
I think there are like a bunch of nested,
yeah,
like first impressions like happening all the time.
そうね。
That's probably where people's focus and intent should be, you know, is nailing those first 3 minutes, right?
そうだね。
You only have to worry about the first 3 minutes. If you nail that part of the conversation, the rest of the conversation should just be talking.
Yeah.
Because the beginning of the conversation is kind of the setup and the context for the rest of the conversation. Because if you were writing an essay, you know, and whatever you have written in the first two or three lines is probably going to tell you about, you know, the rest of the thinking that's going to come out of it, right?
Yeah. その、例えば、argue するときに恋人と、彼女とか、すごい長い話し合いとかになる？かもすぐ終わる？
長い方かな。
長いんだ。
Well,
そっか。でもそれがだから確かに3分で決まってるって言われるとちょっと
嫌だ。No, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I think it would be...
Because I think for me and my husband, it's like, 大体もう3分ぐらいで終わってると思うんだよね。そもそも。だから別に、まあ、
That's almost too short. That's almost, like, 寂しいじゃん。
寂しくない
よ。It's just like, like, okay. You know?
でもそんな間が広がらないんだよね。エスカレートしないっていうかさ。もう、ピュン終わりみたいな。でも長いと、だから。
I think that's pragmatic.You know, and it's,
I mean, we're grown ups, we're tired.
Yeah.
So,
being tired might help.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, it might not help in some cases, but it could also help.
We don't have energy to fight each other, right? Yeah. I mean, we have other stuff, aka our baby, to put our energy into. So
realism is like shortening that.
Yeah. I guess. Mm. I mean, that helps for sure, I think. Mm-hmm.And it's like, what are we doing, right? If we're fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that seems weird.
Well, this researcher also has used some of these methods to analyze negotiations and sort of international disputes.
なるほどね。
And it seems to be able to predict...how negotiations will go between countries in many cases, which is kind of interesting. So the principles of the escalating, the staying on topic, being respectful in discourse, or resorting to... Yeah, so a lot of those things apply to different kinds of relationships, not just marriages.
So. Yeah, yeah. 友達とか会社とかね、何でもいけそう。All right.
Did you see the new starship?
No.
Design?
Mm-mm.
Remember before it had the three legs?
Yeah.
It doesn't have three legs anymore.
Oh.
It has two wing things. It has wings now, and they're pretty big.
Huh.
And the wings, like, the wings are like Dumbo ears or something. They like fold up.
Okay.
And...It looks really weird. It looks kind of insect-like.
Okay.
These,
you gotta check it out.
These new wings. There's going to be a presentation on Saturday.
Okay.
By Elon and SpaceX on the new Starship. And I've been waiting for that forever.
It's cool. Gonna be It's in 2 days.
Sweet.
文字起こしのテキスト。Remember, 今日の分は1週間無料。皆さんぜひ。バイリンガルニュース公式アプリダウンロードしてチェックしてみてください。
There's a lot of new features, functionality in it. The audio functionality in the transcripts is much better now.
そうだね。発音をね、チェックできるオーディオ機能とか、まあいろんな機能満載なので、Android、iPhone、iPad、Mac の公式アプリで、あの OS が違うので iPhone と Mac では共有できないんだけれども、iPad と iPhone なら1回の課金で共有できます、
yep.
これめちゃくちゃ聞かれるので、あと2週間の無料トライアルね、それも始まったので、ぜひ皆さんエッセイとかも読めるし、
You wrote a new one, right?
そう、まだアナウンスしてなかったんだけど、あのそう、エッセイまた新しいの出したのでぜひチェックお願いします。あとエッセイのリクエストもまだまだ受け付けているのでメールくだされば見ています。Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
あとバイリンガルニュース .jp でストアもあるので要チェック、
yep.
以上です。終わり。
バイ
バイ。